AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. AP Sagar Mangani reports Democrats made some last-minute changes.
The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill.
The vice president votes in the affirmative,
with Vice President Harris breaking the tie in her role as Senate president, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argued the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
The table of contents for this act is as follows.
And before letting the debate start, they demanded Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud.
Section 9819.
It's more than 600 pages long. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
One of the women who has accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment says she came forward after another woman contacted her with similar allegations and after the governor's name was mentioned as a potential cabinet nominee. AP's Will Weiser reports Cuomo is losing the backing of other Democrats in his state.
Many of New York's most powerful Democrats have come out and said that the allegations against Governor Cuomo are really horrible and that a full investigation should be conducted to make sure, you know, that there was wrongdoing, and have been very vocal in saying that this is not a good situation. But one thing they've been careful not to say in most cases is that he should resign.
Alabama extends its mask mandate until the 9th of next month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call was to wear a mask for 100 days.
We're at about day 40. Are we at day 40? Around there. 60 more days. That's what he's asking, and he's certainly hopeful that businesses and people across the country will continue to do that.
The Supreme Court makes it harder for longtime immigrants who have been convicted of a crime to avoid deportation. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, a former TV producer, is thinking about entering politics near the top, a 2022 run for the U.S. Senate in North Carolina. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The former president's daughter-in-law and campaign advisor Lara Trump is eyeing the North Carolina Senate seat being vacated by Republican Richard Burr, according to insiders. The 38-year-old former television producer said to be getting encouragement from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally who's warned the party against abandoning the former president. If Lara Trump does run, it would set up a test of Donald Trump's popularity and whether it can translate to others. Republicans say they aren't certain if Lara Trump will run, but if she does, they are certain she would win. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Down day for stocks, the Dow losing 1%, 345 points. The S&P fell 51 points. The NASDAQ dropped 274. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.